Phoneboy Speaks, episode 93, The Internet Never Forgets.
A couple of users on app.net recently had their accounts removed. And I'm not going to comment on the specific individuals, but I am going to comment on the idea of attempting to remove yourself either from a network like that or just from the internet in general. And the reality is that unless you're not interacting with anybody, in which case, why would you use a social network? But if you're interacting with people, there's going to be interactions that involve you that are never going to go away, right? I mean, you could take all of your data and remove it, but the interactions are still there. And likewise, I mean, that assumes you can do that, right? On a single network like, you know, app.net, you can actually theoretically remove all the posts that you've made. And that's fine, right? But on the internet, right? I mean, what's to say that all that stuff doesn't live in Google somewhere? I mean, Google indexes every single web page on the internet multiple times a day, at least by my server logs. I don't know what the rest of you are seeing, but, you know, and I can find things on the internet. I mean, I can find Usenet posts I did from 1992 on Google. I know what to search for, granted, so it's not exactly like trying to find a needle in a haystack, but I can find stuff that I did, you know, more than 20 years ago on the internet. And it's crazy to think that the internet has that kind of memory, but it does, right? And so, you know, even like putting things on Facebook, right? I mean, if you want to try and keep stuff private, I mean, forget it. I mean, Facebook, you put stuff in their content delivery network. I mean, there's if you know the URL to it, you are going to be hard pressed to actually get rid of it. And you know, I don't know what your purpose is to try and remove yourself from either a social network or even the internet, because the fact is that you can't remove yourself really from either of them. As much as you'd like to try, as much as you'd like to think it might do good, it doesn't really solve anything, in my opinion. My general feeling on things of that nature are, if you don't want to be found on the internet, don't do things on the internet. And unfortunately, when you do stupid things on the internet, guess what? Something's going to have cached and remembered it. You have no control over it. Once it's out on the internet, you're done. I mean, and even if it's on a quote-unquote semi-private social network like Facebook, guess what? Once it's out there, it's out there. And you know, Facebook can change their mind and make all your posts public tomorrow. And once they're in Google's cache, you're done, right? So I find the concept, you know, naive almost to think that you can remove yourself from the internet or, remove yourself from a social network. There's just no way to do it because you've touched too many things. And stuff's going to be cached anywhere. And, you know, if you're trying to remove yourself from the view of certain people or sort of purge their memories, hopefully, of stuff you may have done, then guess what? You're not going to purge their memories either. If people find you again, they're going to remember. Especially if you did something that they didn't like, they're going to remember it. The internet never forgets. And you know, people that you've wronged almost never forget either. And so to think that you can somehow make things better by removing yourself from the internet, well, or a social network, I don't get it. You got to be careful with the data that you put on the internet, because it's, you can't take it back. You just can't.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all of the past episodes, all of the ways to subscribe to the podcast, and all of the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboyspeaks.phoneboy.com.